The debate around the exclusion of High Court Judge David Unterhalter and Advocate Alan Dodson from the shortlist of two vacancies in the Constitutional Court has served to highlight some conceptual and procedural deficiencies. This is according to Dr. Ibrahim Harvey, an independent political writer and analyst and the author of the books titled The Great Pretenders, Race and Class Under ANC Rule. Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome.
Walaikum salam and thanks very much for having me.
What do you make of the exclusion of these two legal minds that are otherwise quite fairly well respected? Is it purely about them being white and male?
Well, you know, I think in the column for News 24, I think it was on Saturday. No, I argued, that the thrust of the column was that it had to do with race, primarily race. And very clearly, if you look at the skills, the experience of these guys, then clearly it seems that strongly, race was a factor. And you look at the Dalrymple comment about the elephant in the room being white males. That is what he said, and he sits in the Judicial Services Council. So it would strongly appear that, which is a major problem, and you can approach it from the Constitution's commitment to non-racialism and lots of things. And in fact, the ANC's own commitment to non-racial freedom charter, etc. What had happened there, was, I think, a serious travesty of justice, so to put it.
Julius Malema, if you look at his line of questioning and his comments, seems to suggest that transformation cannot take place without the exclusion of whites.
But that's the fundamental contradiction because, it's because they have a very narrow understanding and definition of transformation, and that's why you'll see in the column, I asked, what is the meaning of transformation? Because you can't be hanging on a simple notion of race when you talk of a fundamental and thoroughgoing transformation. You see, also there's a further problem to them because especially Malema and they come from the same stable, Dalrymple himself, EFF. They're thinking they just use left Marxist rhetoric, about socialism and all this. They're essentially all African nationalists, all of them, including Urban Jim of NUMSA. All of them are African nationalists at bottom, But the problem is that, this is upholding the Constitution. It's a fundamental contradiction because the Constitution is pivoted very strongly on the notion and commitment to non-racialism. And this is the apex court, man. How can you then be appointing people to the bench of the apex court and use distinctly racialist and even arguably racist criteria? Which I spell out, in this latest book of mine, it came out in May. I deal at length with these issues, And this is the problem. Now, let me tell you, it's not just the problem partly was that Bashir Valley, they put him on. I know him quite well. And indeed, I don't want to be unfair to Bashir. But really, I don't think he's got the kind of knowledge and skills of David Nuntal-Arthur. And, I think this became also one of the bones of contention of people, was that, there were some problems with his own performance and allegations of arrogance and a lot of stuff, but yet he was put on the short list and not the other two white males, So you can see it, it's a lot of racialism in the criteria that they have used, which is itself arguably unconstitutional. If they had to say that, substantive problems they had with the checkered legal career or rulings that they had made, you know, etc. Issues of competency, skill, and so on, professional issues, you know, it's a different thing. But what they did was to very, very starkly racialize the thing. And in fact, you know, I think this is like a constitutional court issue itself. Really, if you look at the ingredients to this, I mean, it's the kind of thing that, you know, the constitutional court, the Apex Court, should consider. To adjudicate, you know, I mean, this is how serious it is to me, and that's why I did that column, you know, on Saturday. But it's the way the country is going also, and you'll see in that column I point to, and it's not just whites. No. What is happening, even the so-called other minorities, Indians, coloreds, you know, they've been feeling, you know, a hurricane, really, of a more narrower Africanist majoritarian chauvinism by the likes of Malema and Dalian Pofu. So they, when they talk African, what do they mean? They're talking African of the Nationalist Party, apartheid, you know, Indians and coloreds and whites, and the majority was African. So African in that sense, you know, although that is hopelessly, you know, unfounded, because, I mean, I've recalled doing columns in the past for the Mail and Guardian where I argued what is an African identity. And to all intents and purposes, people who have been born here a couple of thousand years ago, I mean, 100 years ago, like the whites who came in the 16th, they're African people, you see.
Yeah.
So what they've done is to narrowly politicize African identity for ultimately reactionary and racialist and, in fact, racist purposes.
Right.
You see, I could argue at length, so it's a serious problem, really. But if you look at the appointments to the public and state sectors, even long before this issue that came up now, you'll see the ANC has alienated the so-called minorities so much. That is why the DA began to develop a serious, significant support base amongst, especially, you know, look, Indian people, but look at the Western Cape.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's never won the Western Cape. Right? Just imagine that on its own, not in coalition stuff, on its own, the ANC has never won the Western Cape. And today they must forget ever winning Cape Town. I'll tell you something on record. Never will they ever win Cape Town. That is how disenchanted. And it's not just so-called colored people. Even Indian people, people who were supporters of the NIC, the TIC, UDF, have turned against the ANC. They're voting for DA, you know. So this is how much, the ANC is alienated, so-called. So yeah. There's a bias in appointments that's been going on throughout the state and public sectors long before this debacle now about the Apex Court's recent, shortlisting for appointments to the bench.
Ibrahim, shukran so much for your time and for the insight to your perspectives. Really appreciate it.
Okay, man. Thanks.
Assalamu alaikum.
That was
columnist, author, and analyst Ibrahim Harvey talking to us about the so-called affirmative action in choosing judges for the top courts.